You're listening to Spill Those Thoughts with me, Leo Tafoya. Bienvenidos a todos. I don't know why I just wanted to say that in Spanish, but hello and welcome to, is this episode 7? Yes, this is episode 7 of Spill Your Thoughts. Welcome to everybody. Welcome all to all the new people, to all the people who have listened for 7 episodes. I hope everybody has had a great week. I've had a great week so far, I think. Yeah, I think I have had a great week. It's been pretty good. Because, well, this week I didn't have to do any, like, work hours after school. So I've just, after school, after work, because I work after work for my college to get, like, service hours for, I have to work at the college. I mean, why am I explaining all of this? Y'all don't care. Anyways, but yeah, I've had a pretty chill week, so it's been pretty good. So I hope everybody's been having a great week. I just lost my train of thought. Hello. Anyways, hi. I was looking forward to recording, and all of a sudden, I was in the shower, and then the power went out. I was like, whoa. And I was like, wait, I'm not going to be able to record because there's no power. But then they came back. Also, let's talk about that because, so I was in the shower literally like, 20 minutes ago and 30 minutes ago. And tell me why the power just went out. It went out for like a minute. No, never mind. No, it felt like a minute because, okay, that's like one of my worst fears. Is the power going out while I'm in the shower and then like, I don't know, like the power coming back and then there's just like a shadow on the other side of the, oh, I hate that. Like that's so scary. No, but it went out probably like, it probably went out not even for like 10 seconds, but it felt like a minute for me because like, that's scary. Like it was pitch dark. Anyways. Yeah. So, apparently we're like under severe weather watch, severe weather for this whole weekend. So like tomorrow, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, like it's supposed to be bad weather. And like, there's supposed to be like, apparently there's possibility of Category 4 and Category 5 tornadoes. Like that's freaking scary. And I keep getting TikToks of people in like Alabama. And they're like, it's like with scary sounds and it's like pictures of tornadoes and like the map of what it's supposed to be. Like, no, please stop. Please stop. Like it literally. So like I was in the shower and I was like, is it raining? And then I heard thunder and stuff, but it literally just rained for like, what, for like not even like an hour. Who's in the hallway? Somebody's in the hallway. I get so nervous when my family walks through by my door, because I'm like speaking so loud and they're like, what is he talking about? Anyways, yeah, it rained for like not like probably like an hour, but it's supposed to rain tomorrow and Saturday, and then Saturday I have to be at school for my school hosts like a 5K marathon every year. And if it happens to be this Saturday and I'm supposed to help out with it, it's supposed to be storming and apparently it's still going on. So I'm literally going to get rained on. Like, what the heck? But I'm kind of not looking forward to that because that's like, I don't want that. Anyways, but I am looking forward to it because I like hanging out with my friends that I made because of that club They're amazing. Anyways, yeah, so severe weather is, like, kind of scary, especially here in the South with tornadoes. Like, I honestly, out of all the natural disasters, let's see. There's earthquakes. There's hurricanes. There's blizzards. And then there's tornadoes. I think personally the scariest one to me is tornadoes. Because, like, I don't know. That's just like, it's literally like a cloud of wind. And it's like so powerful that it just rips through the house. And like, it can pick you up and like swirl you around. I could not say that word. And like, throw you across the freaking county. I don't know. Like, that's scary. Like, yeah, hurricanes, like, that's scary too, you know? But I feel like there's just, they're all equally scary. I think they're all equally scary, but to me, tornadoes is like, there's like another level to that of scariness, you know? And that might be because that's the natural disaster that I personally have to experience every year. So it's like, I know what it feels like. So that's probably why it's scary for me. So it would be different if I like experience hurricanes or earthquakes or something, but no earthquake. I feel like that would feel so weird. Like the whole ground just like starts shaking. Like that, I feel like that would be so weird. And honestly, that would be scary too. I think the least scariest of them all, because I personally love snow, are blizzards. I think I would like a snowstorm, like a blizzard snowstorm. I think I would enjoy that. As long as I have enough, my big back, as long as I have enough food stocked up and like water, like the essentials, as long as I have the essentials, then I think I would personally, that would be my least scariest one. But then also because I love snow. Like if it could snow year round and we got like actually like a lot of snow, I would love it. Cause I just love the snow so freaking much. It looks so pretty outside when it's snowing. And it just like, you just want to like make a warm drink and put like a comfy, cozy movie. I don't know. Like it's just, oh wait, I want Christmas to come back. I love Christmas. Now I'm like this. Now I'm like wanting Christmas to start again. I saw a TikTok the other day. It was like, those like Halloween edits. I'm like, where are they even at Easter, guys? Let's chill. Like, let's chill. No, but yeah, that severe weather stuff is really scary. And then especially if you're like with these tornadoes, like no. So hopefully everybody, please, if you live here where I'm from, if I know you, please stay safe. This weekend, if it does come to being tornadoes, get in that basement, get those essentials, get that flashlight, make sure you charge your battery packs. Oh my goodness. I cannot stress that enough. If you have battery packs, charge them. If you don't, go buy yourself a battery pack, like a portable charger, a portable like battery thing. Get those. Those are so essential. Literally, and like that, because I love mine. That's like one of my favorite things to own. That I own is my portable battery pack thing to charge my phone. Because like sometimes I go out and I forget. Oh crap! I didn't charge my. Like I'll be getting ready to go out and I'm like, I need to plug up my phone because it's like on 30% or something, you know. And I forget to. So by the time we leave, it's like, oh, it's like on 20%. Yes, you can plug it up in the car, but like, I feel like car chargers don't charge the same way that either a battery pack does, or like if you plug it up to the wall. So I always have a battery pack with me. And then that way, if I'm at the store too, and my phone's about to die, or I'm at like a restaurant and I have my battery pack with me, I literally just plug my phone up. So convenient, but it's literally so essential for like, if the power goes out or something, you know, involving a natural disaster, that way you always have your phone charged or all your electronics charged so you can, you know, of course, communicate or something, you know, if worse comes to worse. But and then you also have that flashlight on your phone, so, and that drains your battery really fast. So, but yeah, stay safe out there, guys. It's scary with all of these, with these severe storms, especially during this time. Like, I feel like this time's when it's like really scary because a bunch of storms are prone to happen. Anyways, let's move on from the scary weather. Ooh. And can we talk about something so crazy that happened this week? So I talked about this person in last week's episode, and I think I even talked about her the week before that one. But we're going to be talking about her again for a little bit because, or not for a little bit, but just like really quickly, because I would, this blew my mind, and I am so freaking ready for March the 28th. Why, you may ask? Why March the 28th? Well, because my girl, Ariana Grande, is releasing Eternal Sunshine Deluxe Brighter Days Ahead Edition on March the 28th. Not only is she releasing 6 extra tracks with that deluxe album, which I'm so freaking, the cover, oh my gosh, so freaking good. I want to get the vinyl so bad. Anyways, not only is she releasing a whole deluxe album, she's releasing a short film with the deluxe album. Oh my gosh. Please hold me back. Please hold me back because I am so freaking ready. The promo that she has put out for it looks so freaking good. I am so excited. I just feel like this era, the Eternal Sunshine era, mixed with the Wicked era, it's just so like amazing to see her thrive and be so happy, you know? Because like the Thank You Next era, I was like, it was like sad, you know, because like she was going through it. And then the Positions era, I love Positions. The album, oh my gosh, I love it. The era too, amazing. But I felt like it obviously didn't get to shine through like it was meant to because of COVID. So I personally think it did come up during COVID, didn't it? Or like before or during. I can't remember when it came up, but I think, yeah, because I remember it got like cut short. Oh yeah, I just opened my music app and I saw Chapel Roan. She did release a new song today. Got to listen to that. She went country. Who was that? Oh, Ariana Grande. Oh, she changed her thing. Oh, that's so cute. Anyways, yeah, Positions came out in 2020 during COVID. So, like, I feel like it didn't really get to live out. She didn't get to live out this era like it was meant to be lived out, even though it was amazing and the album itself was so freaking good. But I'm just so happy to see her like thrive with this new, with this album and the Wicked stuff and her being Glinda. I just love it. And I love Ariana. She deserves all her flowers. Even though she did get robbed for that Oscar and she did get robbed for that Grammy, but whatever. But yeah, I am so freaking excited for Brighter Days and for the short film. Cause like, what do you mean short film? Like, actually, what do you mean? What does it mean when Ariana Grande is releasing a freaking short film? So freaking excited. Anyways, moving on from that. Well, first I need to get some water. So if you have your water with you, go ahead and take 5 big sips of your water with me. Stay hydrated. So delicious. So delicious. So if you have your water, make sure you stay hydrated. So important to stay hydrated. Oh, I just thought about the water of the day thing that was going on with on TikTok a while back. That pissed me off so bad. That pissed me off. That is not water of the day. That is juice of the day. That is that is juices of the day, because they added, like, some of those people were like adding like Skittles, Powerade, Propel, Kool-Aid, all these like powders to it. And they're like, here's my water of the day. Stay hydrated. No, no. Your blood sugar is going to go up. That's what's going to happen. And some bad stuff is going to happen if you don't stop putting all those Skittle packets into that water. Yeah. Anyways, stay hydrated with real, just plain water. Plain water actually doesn't hydrate you the way it's supposed to. You're actually supposed to drink it with like electrolytes or like add salt to it. Like, I did not know that. Obviously not like adding so much salt that it's like you're drinking the ocean. Obviously not. But like adding like a pinch of salt, like a tiny bit of salt to your water, like it hydrates you more than just drinking water by itself, which I did not know that. That's crazy. Anyways, what was I? Brighter days, severe weather. Sorry, I'm trying to like remember what I've talked about, but what was I just talking about? Oh, yeah. Anyways, okay. So I also wanted to talk about a recent obsession that isn't very... me talking about how water with all those Skittle packets isn't healthy, and I'm moving on to something that isn't healthy really either. But I have been so obsessed with Taco Bell recently. Yeah. Let's actually not judge, because I know a lot of people have very opinionated opinions about Taco Bell, because they're like, oh, it's not good, this and that. Oh, it's like so, like, if you eat Taco Bell, your stomach's going to be rumbling for like 30 days. But it's so good. Like, a little Baja Blast Freeze and some Cantina Crispy Chicken Tacos and the new Crunchwrap sliders, the steak Crunchwrap, so good, so freaking. Well, first, I'm mad because they took away the nacho fries. Those were so freaking good, like so good. I was just talking about this the other day with somebody, about how I was so upset they took the nacho fries, and they did say how they didn't like them because sometimes they came out like soggy. And I do get that, because I kind of don't like soggy fries, because like most of the time it was either it was hit or miss with them, but they were so freaking good. Oh, my sister's leaving. My sister's here at the house right now. I feel like every time I've recorded this, she's been at the house, and like she's always, I wonder if she's going to come in my room. If she comes in my room, I'm going to make her say, hey guys, hey to you guys. Oh, she's not going to come into my room. She's saying bye, but I'm not going to say bye until she comes over here. Hey! Hey! I said what? Oh. My door is open. She's gonna come in.
Are you doing a podcast?
Yeah, you wanna say hey?
Hi.
How's your day been?
It's been lazy. And I've been watching a show.
Yeah, she's been going to soccer games every day because her husband's obsessed with soccer and he coaches a soccer team.
Yeah, I've been watching soccer a lot, going to soccer games with my nieces.
Yeah, she was just sick so bad that she couldn't even get up.
Okay.
What the crap? You have anything else to say?
Good night. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Y'all watch out for the storm and tornadoes.
I was just talking about that. I was like, that's scary. Everybody be careful. Yeah. It's like getting your basements. Yeah. Okay. Well, she's leaving now. Bye.
Bye. In another episode.
I'll bring her on one of these days so that she can talk to everybody about her struggles and her hardships. I'm just playing. Okay. Bye. Bye, Ramon. Anyways, oh my gosh, that's first special guest of the podcast, literally first special guest. No, but yeah, I want to bring her on one of these days so that she can, obviously not she, the face she made with her hardships and struggles. I want to bring her on just to like chit chat with her. That's my, by the way, that was my oldest sister, Vanessa. I have two sisters. Her, Vanessa, and then my other sister, Celeste. But yeah. Yeah, I want to bring her on the podcast sometime soon. I'm still working on the whole special guest co-host. Not co-host, but like special guest appearances. Because like, obviously it's not, I can ask like my friends and stuff like that. It's more the technical side of things. I don't know how I'm... Like, I have one microphone connected to my interface, and I don't know how to, like, add other microphones to where I can record at the same time. I have to, like, watch a YouTube video or something, like a tutorial. But, and plus, I have to get some more of these microphones that I, like, the one that I'm using to record right now, because I really like these. And either way, I want to get more of these, even if it's not for the podcast, which it would be for the podcast, but just to record, because these are really, really good. And to sing karaoke, because I love singing karaoke. So I would like need to buy some more of these. My sister recently, the one that just appeared, the one that just spoke to you guys, for my birthday, her and her husband gave me $100 Amazon gift card. Watch out. I'm going to be spending some money. No, but they gave me an Amazon gift card, and best believe I will be buying equipment to record with that, because I definitely need some more microphones. I might get another of these audio interfaces because I like this. Either that, or I might buy a MIDI keyboard, because the one I have right now is huge, and I want one that's like tiny so I can use to record. On the topic of recording, I think today is the 13th. Yeah. On the 11th was it the 11th? Let me double check before I start telling some lies. Yeah. Oh, that's not the right one. Yeah. On the 11th, was the three-year anniversary of my EP, my first body of work of music that I put out into the world, which is so freaking crazy. Like, wow. 3 years. But yeah, I put that out in 2022. And that was 3 years ago, and now I have my album, which obviously came out last year, in May of last year, and I've put out a couple of other songs here and there, and, oh, whoa, that is so freaking cool. Oh, I wish y'all could see this right now. My sister just sent me a picture. So she's leaving, and she like took a picture of like the sky, and like it was literally no joke just pouring rain and thundering, and now it's like fully, like there's a couple clouds but it's clear, and the moon literally looks like it's the sun but like it's eclipsed, and it's like it looks crazy. Wow. Anyways, let me give it a little heart, period. But yeah, and the last song I put out was, Over Again back in December and of this past year. And I haven't put anything out since, But I guess I can give you guys a little sneak peek since y'all are real ones. If you're listening to my podcast right now, you're a real one. Like you're dedicated and you are a real one, and I appreciate you so much. So I guess y'all can get a little sneak peek. It's not really much of a sneak peek because, like, I guess it's just like me saying, oh, I might have a new song that I might be putting out soon. No big deal. Just some new music. No, I finished this song that I'm putting out soon. Well, I don't know about soon. Maybe in the next, like, definitely in the next month. Yeah, definitely in, like, the next month. Or towards the end of March or beginning of April. But, yeah, I have this song that I, when did I finish this song? Because I think it's been a hot minute since it's not been like a hot minute, but it's been a couple of weeks since I've finished it. Yeah, I finished this song back in February, which was just like about a month ago. But, usually when I finish songs, I'm like, I right away, if it's one that I'm planning on putting out as a single or something, I usually put it away like the second I can. But with this one, I've been holding it from you guys. But I'm excited. I guess this would kind of open up my new chapter in my music. Because I have been working on here's another sneak peek. I have been working on my next full body of work. So I'm still not sure if it's going to be another EP or if I'm just going to go ahead and start working on my second album. But I don't think that it would be, I don't know if it's going to be a whole album. Because so the thing with the past two, with the EP and my debut, I feel like, with my album, it took me about almost 3 years to finish it. So when I finished my EP, I actually, in the process of making my EP, I was kind of simultaneously working on my debut album because there were songs on my album that were originally written during the time that I was making that EP. So originally I was planning on putting out an album first, but I was like, no, I want to take a small step first, you know? So obviously my EP came first, but like, I felt like I was working on those two things at the same time. So my album got pushed so much. Like I originally was going to release an album first instead of an EP. And then I was like, I'll release an EP first. And then the EP came out and a couple songs came out and I kept saying, okay, I'm going to release the album now. But then I was like, wait, but I don't think that it's done. And then I would get to a point where it's like, okay, the album is done. And then it's like, wait, but I just don't think that the track listing is the track list is good, or the order of it is good, or this song just doesn't feel like I don't resonate with the song anymore, or I don't know why I even wrote this song, or I don't like how this song sounds, stuff like that, you know? So it just kept getting pushed back more and more. But with this new chapter, I guess, that I'm kind of entering now in my music, I just want to take my time. And obviously that doesn't mean going away for like 2-3 years from my music. No, I plan on putting stuff out. What I'm saying is like, I don't want to rush things like to the point where like I finish a song, I have to put it out because I want to put this music out or I need to put something out. No, if I feel like it's right, then I'll put it out. If I think that it's not something I want to put out at the moment, then I'll hold on to it, you know? And that goes same for my album. Like, I'm not trying to push anything. If an album starts coming together, then the album's going to be coming together. If an EP starts coming together, then the EP starts coming together. And I will say with this, I guess, new chapter, I'm going to try also to kind of immerse myself more in it, like actually create, I guess, like an atmosphere and the story to the actual body of work. Not just like not just like theme wise and I guess like, yeah, theme wise, but like also I actually want to do like, I guess, photo shoots, I guess you would say, or like take pictures that what I can actually use to, I guess, promote the album and then obviously use as single covers or that maybe the album cover or something like that, you know, because all of the, has it been all of them? I think all of the songs I've released have, none of the pictures for the covers have been any with me in it, except for my song "Want to Be Happy," which is like a picture of me as a little kid. But none of them have like a, my favorite cover for real, for any, all this, any of the ones I've done is definitely my cover for the the latest song I've put out, Over Again. I really like that. And I think I'm going to stick with kind of that vibe of that cover for this kind of era. I don't know. I'm just era for this chapter, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting some more music out. I'll play a little snippet of the beginning of this song just for you guys. Just for you guys. Let me pull it up first. I'm not going to say what it's called. I'm just going to play this little part of it. What? Why did it just pause? It literally just paused there, and I was not planning on pausing. So it's probably like, that's all y'all get. Let's restart, because I wanted it to go a little bit longer. That's all y'all get. The suspense is killing y'all. I know. I'm just playing. That's all y'all get. But yeah, I love that intro. I love songs that create an atmosphere. So after I finished that song and I listened back, I was like, wow. Like, I love that. Like, I literally love. I think this is one of my favorite songs I've made. Sonically wise, also, I mean, this song is really personal. All of my songs are really personal, obviously, but this one's like, I guess, a little bit more sentimental, personal. Oh, good night. You want to come say hey? You want to come say hey? Bye, good night. Love you. That was my other sister. She's a little bit more shy. Yeah. Anyways, guys, this episode is full of fun surprises, apparently. Anyways, yeah, so I wanna take my time with my new music and really, really immerse myself in it and not force myself to put out so much music or just feel like I need to. But yeah, I'm really excited, and I hope that little snippet gave y'all some excitement for what's to come, because I'm so freaking excited. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to put that out like soon. I know for sure in the next like month, maybe. But yeah, anyways, I'm excited for all the new music, all the new stuff happening. Some of my most favorite songs ever I've ever written are what I currently have tucked away with me right now, like what I currently have in hiding from you guys. I love these songs so much. And I think they really showcase, I think they really showcase a part of my songwriting that I never really have touched into, emotionally in me. So like, I think they're really good, but I guess I'm biased because they're my music, they're my songs. But yeah. Anyways, so another quick thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that Miss Ashley Alexander released a new Nami Matcha variant today, and I am so excited. It's the Yame. I think it's pronounced Yame. Please don't come at me if I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's either Yame or Yum. I think it's Yame. Cultivar Matcha, and it literally is like, I was about to say it's so good. I haven't even tried it. I know it's gonna be delicious. But I'm so excited. I have been waiting for her to release this one so that I can buy, because she sold out of the original matcha that she sells. I was like, that's crazy. But luckily, I have a subscription, so it wasn't really going to affect me because I have my subscription. But I have been waiting to buy this new matcha, and I'm so excited. And she did say she's planning on releasing a flavored matcha, and I am so excited for that, because I know that it's also going to be so freaking delicious. And yeah, so I just want to say that really quickly, because again, not sponsored, not in any way sponsored, but I can talk on and on about my matcha, and well, not my matcha because it's not my company, but like the best matcha in the world, Nami. But yeah, if you want to try matcha, go get some Nami matcha, especially now that she has a new one out. Well, it comes out tomorrow, well, Friday, so when y'all are listening to this, but it came out a day early for me because I'm part of the matcha mob, so we get early access to all the new stuff before everybody else, so that's so fun. Anyways, let's move on to close this episode out. I think this is like probably going to be the shortest one I've done yet. I don't even know. Probably not. It's probably the same length as all the other ones, but I feel like it's flown by today. That's amazing. That means I'm enjoying talking to you guys today. I'm just playing. I enjoy talking to you guys every single time. But like, let's move on to the favorites and the not so favorites of the week, I guess. Because I do want to go to sleep soon because I have work tomorrow. It's Friday though, so that's amazing. Even though I have to wake up for the 5K that's supposedly still happening, even though there's severe weather on Saturday, I have to be at the school at 7 in the morning, but I live like 35 minutes away from the campus that this is happening at, which means I'm going to have to wake up at like 5:30 in the morning to get ready to therefore leave here at 6 in the morning to get there on time in case there is in any way traffic, because driving to that area of town or that part of where the campus is at, there's always traffic. So I'm like, what the heck? But it is Saturday, so I don't know if there will be. But and it's like severe weather, so I don't think people will be driving out, except for me, because I have to go help out with that. Ugh. Not complaining, but just wish I could sleep in. And I think next week I have to go help out at a service project, which I'm excited for this, guys. I'm part of the Latino Student Association, the LSA, at our college. And our service project that we're doing is it's called MANA is the organization. And they basically, it's like, you know, they pack food and all this stuff to help out, I guess, you know, communities that need resources and food and hygiene products and all this other stuff. And we're going to get to go pack boxes and load them onto trucks and all that stuff. And I've always wanted to do something like that because I just feel like, one, it looks fun to be able to work and do something like that. And two, I love community service projects and doing something to help other people out. So I'm looking forward to that so freaking much. However, we do have to be there, I think, at like 6 a.m. And that is like almost an hour away from me. So I'm going to have to wake up at 4:30 a.m. That's early. That's really early. But hey, it ends early. Both of these things end early. Like the 5K, I think we're done by 11 or 10 or something. No, not 10. Probably like 11. And the other thing, I think we're done by like 10:30 because we're there since like 6 a.m. So 10:30 or like 11 too. So it's not an all day thing. It's just a morning thing. But I'm definitely looking forward to the service project that week. And then the week after that is spring break, which I'm still trying to decide. Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I want to go to the beach. Like, just for the weekend, though. Because I would have to work, obviously, all week spring break. Because I'm an adult now. I have to do adult things. But, since I don't work weekends, I can leave, like, I could leave Friday afternoon, drive down to the beach, get an Airbnb, sleep overnight, be all day at the beach, and then the next day on Sunday, be all day at the beach, and drive back at night, and like, in the afternoon. I think that would be so fun. No plans yet, because I don't know if that's even going to happen, but I would love for it to happen, especially because the week before it, is it the week before that? Well, I think that week of spring break, like right before that weekend, is my payday. And that just means I'm, wait. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That week of spring break is my payday. Ooh. So maybe. Maybe. But yeah, and like today I just paid off my credit card. So I had to spend my money, which is whatever. That's what credit cards are for, I guess, to spend and then pay it back, obviously, because you don't want to be in credit debt and you don't want that credit score to go down. I've been working on my credit score and it has been going up, is all I will say. So I'm very proud of that. Anyways, but yeah, let's move on to the favorites and the not so favorites of the week. I actually didn't think about anything for this episode. So I'm trying to think off the top of my head what's my favorite and what's my favorites and not so favorites of the week. I'm trying to like think of what I did this week that I was like bothered by. I guess the not-so-favorite of the week, and it has been the not-so-favorite of all of these past weeks for the past however many weeks, is this country. That's number one not-so-favorite. But I'm trying to think of, like, other things that I've, like, done this week that I'm like, I don't... Oh, you know what? People who like to be difficult. Especially people who like to be difficult at 8 a.m. By that, I mean the phone calls that I get at work, because if you don't know, my job, I answer phone calls for a medical center, for a medical office. And tell me why we open at 8 a.m. So tell me why when I put myself on available at 8 a.m. on the phone, there is already a call coming through. Why are you up? Because I assume these people have been up since like 7:30, ready and in the phone tree, in the phone queue, ready to call us. I think that's something that can wait, you know? I think that's something that can wait. But, which I don't mind. That's my job. But, like, I don't mind the people who call and they're like, oh, I need to reschedule my appointment. Or, oh, I need to do this and that. Simple. Done. Quick. Easy. Thank you. Have a great day. But the people who call and want to be complicated, or like they have like an attitude because they don't have oh crap. The phone conversation isn't going their way, and then they have an attitude. No, ma'am. No, sir. That's not going to happen today. I'm doing my job. I know what I'm doing. Sometimes I don't. So that's when I ask people to help me out. But ooh. Gosh. Oh my goodness. Sorry about that. But yeah. That's one of my not so favorites of the week. It's people who want to be complicated at 8 in the morning for no reason. Like, let's be so for real. Let's be so for real. What else is my not so favorite? I guess there hasn't been that many not so favorites because I think overall I've had a pretty good week. It has felt a little long, I will say. This week has felt a little long, but I can't complain because this week is like one of my, I guess, in quotation marks, free weeks since I don't have to go to college after work. But yeah, sorry, I just had to burp. That's why I went silent for like 5 seconds. Anyway, oh my gosh, my computer is on 5%. Yeah, we have to start wrapping this up, guys. What's my favorite? Oh, wait. I talked about this in the last episode about how some of these classes that I'm taking, I'm like, you're doing too much now with these assignments and then these tests, and then these tests end up, or all the assignments that we're doing for the class don't end up being worth anything for our final grade. Pissing me off. Pissing me off. Anyways, oh my goodness, my favorite of the week. I know my favorite of the week, and I cannot believe I hadn't talked about this any sooner. Mayhem by Lady Gaga. Oh my gosh, that album, lock me in a room and don't let me out because I will go insane the second that album starts playing. Killa? Featuring Josephelstein and Zombie Boy and Vanish Into You and Abracadabra and Disease and every single song. Oh my gosh. Literally, so I'm like, every episode I do this, I end up like, I'm sitting down and I end up laying down. Every song on the album is so freaking good. Like, she put her heart and soul into that album, and you can tell. I will say the first time I listened to the album, and this happens to me with a lot of albums, even if it's artists that I really, really like the first time I listened to The Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But then the second time, I was like, shut the door. I was insane. Like, who was he? Who was he to say that? You know? But I felt the same way with Mayhem the first time I listened to it. I was like, okay. Cute. Enjoyable. Funky. Very nice to dance to. But then the second, the third, the fourth, the 20th, the 80th time I listened to it in the past week, I cannot get enough of it, especially Killa. I love that song. Like, it is so freaking good. So that is definitely the top favorite of the week. Like, I mean, it's right there at the very, very top. Yeah, that it's so freaking good. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, I just looked over at my guitar, and I didn't mention this earlier when I was talking about my music. My guitar strings broke. Well, not all of them, just two of them. So I need to get new guitar strings, which I've never had to replace guitar strings. So like, I'm like, how do you even do that? But it's easy. I watched the TikTok and it was like pretty, it was pretty easy. It's just a matter of buying them, but I have to like figure out which ones are the best. So Right now, my guitar, I've replaced one string because I had one string. And I don't think I put it on there right, which is why I'm like, I don't know what I did. But yeah, so my guitar currently is unplayable. Well, it is playable, but only if you strum a couple strings. But I have another favorite of the week. That one sound of what is her name? It's that girl that went on Jimmy Fallon. She's an actress, and Jimmy Fallon. Why is it not popping up? Amanda Seyfried. Seyfried. She went on the Fallon on the Tonight Show, and she like pulled out a dulcimer, which is like a flat guitar. And she played California by Joni Mitchell, and like that, like hearing her sing like that, like just like scratched my brain. Like it was so good. And made me want to watch Mamma Mia because I love Mamma Mia. But it's like, but California, I'm coming home. So good. I love, that like sound. And like how she sung that, I was like, it scratched a little part of me. Anyways, I think that's all. I was going to say, because I mentioned Mamma Mia and like this came to my head. I don't know if y'all know the app Letterboxd. That's a good app right there to get your list of movies, some reviews and stuff. I forgot that this app existed, and I just downloaded it again. Today. And just to give y'all, to end this off, let me give y'all my favorite, like my top four favorite movies of all time. Because this app is really fun. If you don't know what it is, it's like basically there's a bunch of, well, every movie, I guess, that's ever been made is basically on this app. And you're able to like get on it. And let's say you watch a movie. You can leave a review on there, like you add it to your profile and you're like, you watched it, you can like put a rating, and then you can leave like a review of what you thought of the movie. Either that, or you can just like go through the list of all the movies and like all the movies you've seen, or give all the movies you've seen a rating. And you can also, if you haven't seen a movie, but you're like, oh, I've been wanting to watch that, you can watch list it. So you remember, so you can have like a little thing of like, oh, I want to watch those movies. But, and then you can also pin your top four favorite movies of all time. And I was like, let me tell y'all what my top four favorite movies of all time are. I don't think these are coming in any particular order because I love all of these equally. I will say there are a couple more that I wish I could add. So I wish there was like top six or something. But these are the top four that I have on here right now. Spirited Away, classic, amazing, perfect. That's by Studio Ghibli. So freaking good. Of course, Wicked. Of course. Like, of course. So freaking good. Wicked, which comes out on Peacock on streaming on the 21st. So I'm so freaking excited for that. Best believe I will be watching at least like 20 million times a week. So freaking good. My computer's on 3%. Oh, 2% now. Let's hurry this up. Then I also have Arrival. That movie, it just like, it puts me in like a mood, and it's like, I don't know. There's something so peaceful, but at the same time, so like stressful and so relaxing and so eye-opening about that. There's no way to describe just how good that movie is. And the soundtrack to that movie, immaculate, perfect, so freaking good. And I think this movie, this next one, is definitely like my number one favorite movie of all time. And I think I can say that confidently. And that would be Miss Everything Everywhere All at Once. That movie changed me. Changed me. I saw it in theaters. Changed me. So freaking good. Like, it's just, everything about it is just so good. So I think that's like my number one favorite movie of all time. But those are my top four. So if you want to get Letterboxd, you should definitely get it. And I think you can add people on here too and see what their like top movies are and see what they've reviewed and what they've rated some movies. So it's really fun. Anyways, that is enough chit-chatting. That is enough talking for today. I have to plug my computer up because it needs to charge, and I need to go to bed because I'm waking up early tomorrow for work. But yeah, I hope that you guys have had a great week. I enjoyed, like always, talking to you guys and spilling our thoughts, and without any preparation today, we had some special guests pop in here and there. My sister's just appearing. But I will definitely work on getting special guests on here soon, like actual special guests, and having them actually talk, because I'm really excited for that. But anyways, I hope that you guys have had a great week, and I hope that you guys have a great weekend. Again, if I know you and you know, obviously, and even if I don't know you, but if you live in any of these areas that are about to be affected by severe weather this weekend, please stay safe. Again, please, if it does look like it's going to get really bad and there might be a risk that there's no power, make sure you stock up on some essentials. Make sure you charge those battery packs. Make sure you have all the essentials, and make sure that you are somewhere very safe if worse comes to worse and there are tornadoes, and that you have a safety first aid bag or a bag packed with essential things ready to go if you need to go into a shelter or your basement and or something, you know? So anyways, I thank you all so much for listening. I hope that you guys have had a great week again, and please stay safe this weekend. I love all of you guys. Yeah, have a great night. Have a great day. And I will see you all. I will hear you. I will listen, not listen to you. I will talk. Sorry. I will talk with you all again next week. Like always, new episodes every single Friday. But yeah, thank you so much for sticking around and spilling your thoughts with me. My name is Leo. And like always, I love you all. Thank you so much for your support. Bye.